Hola and welcome to episode 34 of the Radiant Sessions podcast. I am your host, Lucilenia. And as always, thank you for joining me. I'm so glad to have you here with me. Today, we're going to talk about manifestation. As I was doing work earlier, noticed that Sweetie was hosting a room on Facebook with Ari Lennox and Erica Badu, and they were talking about manifestation. And I didn't catch the entire thing, but I did manage to catch the, you know, probably last 10, 15 or so minutes. And a couple things that Erica Badu mentioned, considering that Saweetie, you know, deflected to her being that she's the veteran in the game and has a lot of wisdom, just in age and experience as a woman in the industry. And she mentioned two very important points. She mentioned how important it was for us to take care of ourselves physically. She talked about the five doctors, the sun, getting at least 15 minutes of vitamin D a day. She talked about nutrition, making sure that we eat healthy, not just in the sense of what the world or society will tell you what's healthy, but being very intentional about finding what fuels your body in the best way. She talked about sleep and how important it is to get sleep and learning your own circadian rhythm. She talked about exercise and moving your body, keeping your joints well-oiled and flexible. And then she also talked about spirit, engaging your spirit daily. She also talked about how important it was to be in alignment. Unfortunately, the room was ending, so she didn't get to really go into depth what it meant to be in alignment, or even how to get in alignment for divine manifestation. And so I thought it would be a great continuation for us to talk about it, because manifestation is something that's being talked about a lot more than I've ever seen on social media. If you go on TikTok and you are on the spiritual talk side of TikTok, there are so many videos with affirmations to help you manifest, and, you know, telling people to just repeat these affirmations to manifest more money or manifest a relationship or manifest whatever it is that you're looking to manifest. And affirmations are absolutely amazing, but I wonder how many people truly understand what affirmations are for. It's not only for the sake of universe, spirit, God, because remember, God is all knowing. Universe knows all, spirit knows all, including your deepest desires. When we are calling out things and calling them into ourselves, it's really for our own benefit, so that we can get in alignment with what we are desiring in order to manifest it, in order for those manifestations to come into fruition into our present. And so, as amazing as affirmations are to manifest, I, again, wanted to focus more on the alignment side and how we can seek alignment and be in alignment in order to manifest more easily. Because oftentimes we want things, but we are not prepared to actually inhabit them. And so as you're listening, I want to really invite you to ask yourself all of these things, or even sit down and write down if you've never written it down, or maybe you haven't written it down in a while, all these things that you want, all these things that you want to manifest, whether it's financial or spiritual or relational or in your job or in your family or all of the above. Write as many down as you can think of in that moment. And then ask yourself the question, if each and every one of those things, or maybe even one of those things, happened right now, would you be able to enjoy it? Could you sustain it? Would you know what to do with it? Would you know what to do with it and not destroy it? Because it's not just, and before I continue that statement, by no means am I trying to discourage you to wanting things or to wanting to manifest things, wanting to elevate your life, wanting to grow beyond where you are currently. But remember, you know, for me, I'm looking at it through a lens of sensuality. It's not just in obtaining the thing. It's not just in obtaining the person. It's about the journey. And so as we are seeking to manifest these things, we're journeying towards alignment. So that way, in the divine timing, when manifestation meets reality, we are prepared. So how do you do that? For me, in my journey, one of the most crucial things in learning how to be in alignment was cultivating a consistent practice of prayer that included meditation. Growing up, I was forced to pray a lot. Now, of course, as a child, that generally meant that I was kneeling down either at a pew, a chair, a couch, and after a few minutes, I was asleep. And as long as I wasn't snoring, I would be left alone. Because my grandparents knew how important prayer was. And so they were trying to cultivate that practice in my life. Granted, I didn't fully understand. And additionally, no one ever taught me, at least not at that age, that prayer should also include meditation, space to just be open, to listen. All I ever heard or witnessed about prayer was just people talking to God. And so I didn't understand it, because I'm like, well, God knows everything, so why do I have to sit here or kneel here? Because it was always important to have a posture of prayer. Why do I have to kneel here and talk to God if God knows everything already? What's the point? Why am I begging, pleading, crying, asking God for something? God knows what I want, what I need. He knows my steps. He knows my future. I don't understand. And I wouldn't get an answer from someone who was a leader in any church. Probably not until I was a young adult. At least not an answer that I truly understood, that really sat with me and I really resonated with. And I remember very distinctly hearing at that time that prayer isn't for God, it's for you. It's for you. Because prayer can change things. But more often than not, if you're open, prayer is going to change you so that you can change the things, so that you can change your environment, so that you can change your circumstances. Because we have everything we need inside us to live this life. We have access to power and authority to change our worlds, to change our realities. But then the other side of that didn't come much later, and learning how important it was to meditate during my prayer practice, because prayer is a conversation. At least that's what I was told. I was always told that prayer was a conversation between us and God, except no one ever really truly like explained how important it was to be silent so that God could actually talk back. And maybe looking back, that was my ADHD, because I have a really, really bad impulse situation with my ADHD where it's hard for me to remain silent in conversations when other people are talking. It's something I'm working on. And meditation has helped me with that as well. But praying and meditating together has become so vital in learning how to be in alignment. Because when I learned to be still and to hear and to listen, I got so much guidance and confirmation. But it also taught me how to be able to hear and hone in to what Spirit was saying to me in any situation. That yes, it's still important and very important in my life to block away time and space to do that. But even in the midst of my day, while I'm working, while I'm out socializing, having fun, meditation practice helped me to recognize the voice of Spirit, even in the faintest ways, even the smallest ways. And obeying that voice, obeying that guidance, is what has steered me towards an alignment in my life that I have never experienced before. And just like healing, alignment isn't a singular destination. It's something that I and we will be striving for continuously, because what alignment is for me right now in this moment may not and probably will not be the same alignment that I need to be seeking for this next moment. And why, again, is alignment so crucial in the art of manifesting? Because when you're alignment, when you, your spirit, your body, your mind is aligned with Holy Spirit and aligned with your future, then your manifestations will align with who you are and where you're going. You'll know what to ask for. You know what to expect. You know what to declare, decree. You'll know what steps to take. Not necessarily all of the steps at one time, but at the very least, you'll know the next step. And then you'll know the next step. And then next thing you know, you've arrived at the next destination. And ooh, there goes manifestation. And you look up and that thing that you wrote down, that thing you've been affirming for a day, a two, maybe weeks, maybe months, maybe a year. You look up and all of a sudden it's there. Some other spiritual hacks that has helped with alignment and manifestation is cultivating a practice of gratitude daily, momentarily at times. I have begun to, my goal is to every morning or at some point in the day, take a moment and write down 2 to 3 things on a post-it note of what I'm grateful for without repeating something that I have said previously. And the way that I keep track of that is I write it down on the post-it note, and I have a blank wall next to my desk, and I tape that post-it note up on the wall. So I can be grateful intentionally, but also in the times, in the moments, in the days, in the weeks that times are tough and heavy, and it's taking a lot of strength to push through. I have some written reminders of things, of people, of moments, of memories, of experiences that I'm grateful for, to provide levity in times of despair, to remind myself that sadness doesn't last always, darkness doesn't last always. A new day is coming. Another manifestation hack, and this one I'll share a little story. It's not my story, but it's a story that I heard from Pastor YPJ on Instagram about his nephew. And his nephew got really good grades, and you know, so he's talking to him, say, "Hey, I'm really proud of you. You know, what do you want as a gift for getting good grades?" And his nephew asked for him to purchase the new Yeezys. Easy, several hundred dollars. If you get them at the store, resell even more. And, you know, of course, he's like, that's expensive. He's like, but you know what? My nephew deserves it. He's doing a great job. I love him and I want to celebrate him. And he's like, sure, I'll get them for you. And before he even purchased the shoes, delivered the shoes were on his feet, his nephew went and told his other nephew, his nephew's brother, that he had the Yeezys. And I love that story because, one, his nephew trusted that without seeing a receipt, let alone a shoe, that his uncle told him he was going to do something. And so he knew that he could celebrate having those Yeezys before ever seeing or touching them. And when we are trying to manifest, working to manifest, affirming to manifest, and we know in our heart, in our soul, in our spirit, that which we are praying for is in alignment with God's will for our life, we can trust that God said we are going to have it, and therefore we can celebrate and should celebrate having it before we even see it or touch it. Now, I'm not saying going around tell everybody, post it on Instagram, Facebook, I'm getting married in a year and you ain't even got a boyfriend. I ain't saying that at all. But I am saying that in your private time, in your heart, that you can celebrate the fact that if God said your divine partner is coming, then you know it's coming. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to let sadness and loneliness take a grip on you. You don't have to let depression take you down under. And right now I'm speaking to myself and reminding myself that even in those moments, I can check in, I can be present with that feeling and not let it overtake me. Because my feelings, although very real, will never supersede the word of God on my life. Never. If God said it, it will be. And here's the thing about manifestation and alignment. God's timeline is not ours, which is another reason why we can celebrate it. Because God's time does not move like ours. So in God's timeline, it already exists. It's our timeline that has to come into alignment with God's timing. Another manifestation hack is if you have someone that you trust, someone close to you, someone in your tribe, maybe it is your partner, maybe it is your accountability partner, your prayer partner. His nephew went and shared it with his brother so his brother could celebrate with him and fortify his faith, because his brother also knows his uncle and knows, well, if Uncle PJ said it, it's going to happen. So if you have someone, then share it with them so their faith can join with yours, so that they can also speak into existence, into this reality, that which God has already said and done about you and for you. And last but not least, trust that it will come at the appointed time. Don't rush. Sometimes, and remember, being part of alignment is definitely being prepared. And then sometimes we have to discern the moment and know that trusting isn't necessarily about working, but trusting is about being still and knowing that God is God and that manifestation will come, not early and not late, but right on time. So we don't have to do too much moving, too much shaking, too much hustling, or any hustling at all. That's the thing. When you're in that flow of manifestation, it ain't about a grind. It's about being strategic. And one thing I'm learning even about strategy is that rest is a very important part of being strategic. So happy manifesting. And I hope that, as always, these spiritual hacks, these manifestation hacks, are helpful to you. I know that they have been helpful to me in reminding me to just trust God and continue to practice gratitude, continue to and recommit my prayer and meditation time. I've been letting it slip. And to celebrate, because I may not have it in this physical reality, but it already exists. And because it exists, I will see it. I will have it. I will experience it. And so will you. I love you. Keep shining brightly and be as radiant as the sun. Don't dim your light for anyone, because your light is needed in this world. Someone is counting on you to be you. Until next week, this is Lucilenia of the Radiant Sessions podcast. Please, if you haven't, go and visit www.lucilenia.com. Also, my shop is now live on Facebook, so you can shop all of the merchandise, both new and my signature Radiant Definition collection on Facebook, as well as Instagram, on my personal Instagram page at Win Loser Draw. And check out the new items. Definitely excited about the new line that I just launched called Fluently Black in English y Español for all of my Afro-Latinos, as we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month and letting people know that we don't and we will not choose our ethnicity or our race. We are both, and proud of each. Proud of our Hispanic, Latino heritage, and proud to be Black. So check it out. Hope to see you guys in the merch. Post it, tag me so I can repost it and show people how great you look. And thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.